Hey there, party people. Did you know that Encounter Party is now an official Dungeons & Dragons television show? You can find our second campaign on the Dungeons & Dragons Adventures channel, available now on Plex and Freevee. We have new episodes every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., and the show is available on demand next day on Plex. For links and to learn more, head on over to our website at EncounterParty.com. Now, please enjoy this episode of Campaign 1 of Encounter Party. Warning, this episode features very strong language and depictions of graphic violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Last time on Encounter Party! Through trial and terror, our players have made it to Zonit 4 with the unconscious body of Alasia. There, they discovered their lost Izzet companion, otherwise oblivious to the tragedy on the train. Things went from bad to worse as the Biomancer Vizara reeled a startling truth. Our players are unknowingly agents of the House Dimir, Guild of Shadows. With a contaminant on the loose, our players now face the wrath of Biomancer Vizara and the Simic Might of Zonit 4. This week, on Encounter Party! Alarm bells are ringing, players, as you begin to connect the pieces that whatever is going on here has something to do with the body of Alasia. Bioluminescent warning lights are flashing everywhere, and the shouts of Simic Guild members are blending into the security alarms that are rippling throughout the Zonit. Blocking your exit is Master Biomancer Vizara, a merwoman of science who is currently broken under the fact that for once she has zero knowledge. And she stares at you with a crippling, flustered exasperation and says, "What have you done? What have you brought here?"
"I told you she was a weapon! See? Now we know!"
"I don't think we know much of anything since she didn't really fully explain what she was just talking about.
The entire base of the Zonit is under assault by something. It is on lockdown. I cannot get any communication from my scientists that are down there. What in heaven's name did you bring here?"
"Was it the woman that did this? Or is from the tech from outside?"
"Can you fight?"
"Yes."
"Then come with me now."
"Yes, ma'am."
She marches you kind of through this facility, and you realize that those sentries that were outside your door a moment ago are not there.
What?
There seems to be a complete lack of personnel everywhere.
Is there any way that,
yes,
let's say hypothetically, we'd had a premonition that maybe Lavinia was not who we thought back in the day? Could,
yes,
we have rolled to catch that? And if so, can I do that now?
Wait, what?
I don't trust that this is the real person at this point.
That who is who?
That this Master Vizara is actually Vizara?
Oh yeah, dude, insight, go.
Great.
Oh my gosh.
That's smart.
That is a 14.
As far as you can tell, it is who she is.
Okay.
And she forces you over to this large tomb structure that houses containment pods. And they all look like if a seashell was blowing a bubble. And she's clearly panicking.
"I've lost all communication to the lower levels. Something has happened with that Alasia woman, and everyone I've sent down to investigate hasn't reported back. What you are hearing is a biocontamination alert. This entire Zonit is on lockdown for the protection of Ravnica. Nothing in, nothing out. I have no one left. If you do not go down there and sort this out, this Zonit will be our tomb."
"Yes,
can,
ma'am.
Can we communicate back up once we're down there? Do you have any kind of two-way radio?"
She says, "Yes, there are nodes when you get down there. There are nodules that you can communicate into the wall. You will be able to hear them because they're basically giant eardrums."
"Yes, ma'am."
"You must get down there and stabilize the situation. I have no idea what's happening, but we must contain it. Purge the damn thing if you have to. If we cannot break the lockdown, then we are all going to die."
"Is there anyone down there we have to be worried about? And is there anyone we have to make sure we protect?"
"My scientists."
"Okay."
"Yes, ma'am."
Which answer was that to which question?
"Yes."
"Both." "Both." So, she kind of leads you guys into this sort of like tube that can only be kind of described as sort of like the inside of a shell.
You are shoved into this capsule, and before you can offer any more protest, it closes around you. And you hear this sort of gross as you plunge down into the darkness. And you descend for a solid 20 seconds of creepy silence as your capsule plunges down into the bottom of the Zonnet to wherever Vizara had sent you to go. And as you reach that floor, there's no welcome sound, there's no welcome commotion. The capsule just opens into this freaky, quiet blackness. Although if you have dark vision, you're fine.
I do not.
This is one of those moments where Andrew's just like, I have everything needed to survive here.
Yes.
Like, I have nothing.
I cast light on my shield.
Great.
And I cast dancing lights.
Yes, and the Undercity elf goes, ow. You exit now, you have just cast light on your shield. How much feet does that get you?
I believe it's 20 feet, but let me check. Oh, 20 foot, you get bright light for 20 feet and then dim light for another 20 feet.
Okay, so as part of the rules of light, there are certain obstructions to it. And that is a fantastic spell that is going to give you guys vision. But as you can see from the map, this place is not only cavernous, but at the same time, it's very isolating.
Right.
You pop in and out into a room that is not very much larger than the five of you kind of put together. There seems to be a great number of safety protocols put in place with a certain number of barriers. You do see a particular portal that leads out into the water. You are now deep enough underwater that the light isn't going to help you. And there is sort of a different color film over this window than this sort of orifice that you may have seen in other places, either because you're darker down in the water or there is some sort of security filament over the side of it. But as of right now, you are in a very claustrophobic, very dark, very quiet part of the deep. The only salvation you have at this moment is Lennox's shield.
I also cast dancing lights, just so we have a few more.
Can those go at range?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Those can be moved around. You get four?
I really appreciate
I do get four.
The two of you right now.
I can also turn it into a humanoid shape.
That's horrifying. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Great.
What is the duration of that spell?
Up to a minute. But it's a cantrip, so.
Oh, okay. So it she can continually
like
cast
Lennox
it.
Should be taking the lead so that no one's blocking said light.
Agreed.
So I walk up to the entrance of this room or the exit of this room. Is it a door?
Yeah.
I open it.
You know, the whole thing is sort of like an underground mushroom in shape and everything sort of bulges out into the water for structural purposes because you want that sort of concave dome to protect against the water pressure. You open the door. It's even quieter on the other side, but you are beginning to hear the faint drips of water, perhaps a bit of a faucet of water. There is just sort of the unsettling presence of water everywhere.
I walk into the room.
As you walk into the room, can I please have a perception check?
I was going to say, we're going to need some perception on this one.
Yeah, I'm not being that.
Oof. I got a passive that could be helpful someday.
It's not so good. I rolled a six. Well, it's six with my six. The number is six.
You really can't see anything, but you can feel that there might be a drop off in front of you.
With my light, I can't see anything?
The fact that you rolled a six is actually more descriptive than you think because your light sort of extends out and you don't see a wall in front of you. Mm-hmm. Your light just sort of extends out to its range and then just finishes in the dark.
Okay.
It could very well be just a straight up void in front of you as far as you can see.
Beneath me? There's floor?
Directly under your feet, yes, there is floor.
There's no drop off.
But I would say about 20 feet in front of you, it looks like it's that black. Floor ends, and in front of you, there is no wall where
got
that
it.
Floor ends.
Got it.
Yeah. As you walk a little bit more and your light sort of adjusts with the frame of reference here of where we're going, you can now see that sort of the edge of where you are, there is a railing and a lip that peers down some distance, and that there is sort of a you're on a bit of an overlook. What is down there, I don't know that you can tell, but there is some sort of cavernous place within the structure you are in that extends out and down from you.
Could you send those lights of yours down there so we can see what's going on?
Absolutely. Their name is Frank.
What's up, Frank?
Mm-hmm. All four of them?
They yes, are collectively when he Frank? Forms into
As a collective, they mm-hmm. are Frank.
One
they
through are four, Frank. Or is each one also equivocally Frank?
They are Frank.
Copy.
Yes. Is there a Frank Prime out of the four?
I don't play favorites, so no.
I love it. So could everybody please at least sort of form a marching order or position yourselves as to where you would be in the room?
I guess I would be behind.
So where is this where this drop-off is yes. you're talking about? So I guess I was standing right here.
Yes.
I'm kind of okay with holding up the back and kind of making sure there's nothing coming behind us.
You also can, that is one of the things that you observe about where you are, is that the only way into the room you have just come from are those tubes. Those tubes that are now very obviously inaccessible because of a lack of power here. This second room that you've gone into, there is no way out of that room either. The only place that this room kind of ends is an overlook into this area. As Xenia kind of sends Frank out into the area, you can see that about 15 feet below you is what looks to be like a tank, almost like it's a pool of water. And there is, in fact, a ladder that goes down, but there, as far as you can see, you're kind of stuck in an area with elevators you can't return from and this sort of overlook into this sort of pool area.
Can we tell how deep it looks?
How deep the pool looks? You cannot tell that, but it is only the pool is only a section of that descent. There is clearly some sort of, there's medical equipment down there. There's observation areas, the pool.
I begin to climb down the ladder.
Okay. You climb down the ladder.
I'm going to take out my crossbow just in case something happens while you're doing the thing.
What is everybody else doing?
Xenia follows Lennox.
Okay. Could you please position yourself where you are? If you guys could go position yourself down on the
crossbowing at the top.
As you guys touch down, you can hear your feet and feel your feet touch water. Mm. There is sort of an ankle-deep pool of water over the top of this pool. And you can hear sort of the cavernous drips of water, but you also hear streams of water that make you kind of nervous about what is possibly pressuring water into this area. And as you pause to try and hunt with your ears as to what sort of aqua danger you might be, you hear a sound. And you can freeze, and then at a slightly different part of the room, you just hear.
I point my light in the direction of the sound.
Great.
I send Frank in the direction of the other sound.
Lorzach begins what's climbing down.
What's the distance probably from the top ladder to the bottom ladder?
15 feet.
Thank you.
You guys standing up will not have heard this. It is only audible to the people who are down there. Could you please give me a little bit of a clear description of what you're doing with your shield?
My shield is out in front of me, and I swing it around.
Great.
Directly into the direction of where I heard this ominous sound.
I need you to make
sound.
A wisdom saving throw, please.
22.
22.
15.
So as you kind of turn your shield around, right when you kind of hit your shield around at the apex, you just see a massive yellow amphibian eye that just seems to kind of come out of nowhere. And it blinks at you and tries to hit you with some sort of paralyzing stare. But perhaps your shield or perhaps the light is just too much for it to get focus. And it immediately sort of like hides away and disappears
in
some sort
this?
Of prismatic thing. No, but everybody can please roll initiative.
Let's roll initiative.
I was like, how do I have armor class 20?
Okay, you guys are now being pursued by something. You are welcome to act audibly before if anybody wants to do anything.
I yell, get down here, and I walk up to that creature that tried to do something nasty to me, and I smack it with my mace.
Well, you can on your turn.
Oh, it's not my turn.
Lorzach, you're up first.
All right, Lorzach has climbed down the ladder. Is there anything visible?
So I would say climbing down the ladder would have to be your action to get down there, because the events that happened when they came down at the bottom were quickly with them making an investigation check. I would say you would have big on this encounter, but climbing is half speed, so you could easily make it down the ladder in one movement.
He climbs.
You climb down. You're now at the bottom. That's just your movement, so you can still
Lorzach will.
As of right now, you cannot see it.
Lorzach will, as an action, awaken spores.
Where is...
Fikari, it is your turn.
I'm going to jump down out of the way.
I was about to look up the falling damage rules.
You can just climb down for free. Look, I appreciate your desire to try and do something cool, but your rules are going to not make that cool.
Superhero like, entrance! Like, superhero entrance! Like, oh, that's like going
to
hurt.
Like, Mr. I'm going to leap this table to stab this dude.
It and worked.
No, you missed him.
Yeah, but I leaped the table.
You did leap the table.
So.
Okay, I'll just go down.
Okay.
So that's just... my full turn then?
Or? Your full movement would be climbing down.
Oh, okay. Movement then. All right. So I'll just be like, hey guys, what's up?
Something is down there.
Okay.
You heard your companion say something. You heard some sort of splashing around.
Okay. I can't vicious mockery him if I can't see it, right?
No, I think you can. Yeah. I think you can throw, I think you can throw something at them, but they have to have a certain intelligence level to understand the mockery, I think.
If you're down here, can they now see it? Because I've shined my light.
None of you
it.
Can see it.
Oh, I saw your eye. It disappeared.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I didn't understand that.
Yes. Just you just saw an eye.
And Frank didn't illuminate anything.
Frank, I would say Frank is equally dispersed around the room.
Mm-hmm.
You have your shield.
The light.
At the moment, it is not visible.
Ah. And the room is.
And the room is fully illuminated.
Fully illuminated.
We can see everything in the room.
And you can still hear the.
Does anyone have
But it's difficult to place at the moment.
And you know what? I'll do vicious mockery. I'll be like, where are you, you little monster who's just climbing around and being a big, cowardly monster thing? We're really awesome, and we're going to beat you up, and you should probably just show yourself right now.
From the top of the ladder. Yeah!
Got him.
What is the saving throw on that?
The saving throw on that is con of 13.
He's not coming back from that.
You hear some pittering around.
It's canceled.
Make me a perception check.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, that's a 10.
You can see some pattering. It's about 20 feet away from you.
Guys, 20 feet right ahead of me, 12 o'clock. It's skittering around. It's real shook up. Oh, man, it's real shook up.
Do we see the water being disturbed? Uh-huh.
You're about to see the water be disturbed as you kind of hear and see a little splash, 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 and then off to everyone's right, almost to the wall, you see this big eyeball. It's about twice the size of a basketball. Just sort of come out of the ether and just flash yellow. Would everybody please make a wisdom saving throw?
Including me if I'm up above?
If you're up above, no.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not good for good old Lennox.
If I have advantage, can I roll twice and take the...
Yeah.
Yes, great. That's what I thought. Fantastic.
Great. Did anybody not hit a 12?
Yeah. I rolled a 1.
Yeah.
Ooh, but
I got a 0.
Okay, this paralyzing stare hits you full on in the face. You are now stunned. You can't move. You can only speak falteringly. You will fail any strength or dexterity saving throws, and attacks against you have advantage.
Well, balls.
Yes.
Will the monster in question take a constitution saving throw?
The monster in question will make a constitution saving throw. A 7.
The monster takes 4 necrotic damage.
Oh, the spores. With that, how describe to me in some detail how this spore is going to affect that creature so that we can see whether or not you see it. I would say that you, Lorzach, alone can at least immediately sense it. And if you probably have spores inside of it now, you're going to be able to track it. The question is whether or not that ability communicates anything to anyone else. Mm.
The spores seek to find purchase inside the body and start propagating. Okay. Taking root in the flesh and extending cilia and filaments inside to where things start getting interesting and nourishing.
From inside the creature?
Yep.
Okay. At the moment, you can track it, but whatever you are doing internally to it does not seem to affect the outside.
Being stunned, Lorzach says nothing.
True.
That's so upsetting.
Lennox, you are also stunned.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
I'm going to try to be unstunned.
Okay.
I rolled... not enough.
Okay.
What is the target for a wisdom saving throw?
I rolled a nine.
So, Xenia, you have a general idea of where an eyeball just was.
Mm-hmm.
Two of your companions seem dumbstruck by whatever just happened. And you can kind of see them both out of the cover of their eyes. They're sort of, what? Mm-hmm. They've got the chicks swirling around their head. You are free to make an action, please.
Fantastic. I cast Chill Touch. And
if you are going to make an attack roll, you have it at disadvantage. Chill Touch is not, there's like so many things with touch, but you don't actually have to touch.
No, this is 120 feet.
Yeah.
Please go, but with disadvantage.
Very misleading. I don't know why they would call it that.
17.
You hit.
Nice. For 3 points of necrotic damage.
You hear a squeal, like a, and you can see footprints pitter-pattering around.
Can I ask, since I do have experience underwater, like, is this at all familiar to me? Is this creature anything I could potentially recognize?
Oh, no, you are in the middle of a simic compound. Whatever this is, doesn't even have a name.
Yeah.
But you do very clearly see the pitter-patter and the running feet of whatever this is. There are 4 feet. And while it does still have some sort of invisibility cloaking thing going on to it, you can see enough of it that you can make an attack roll. You're just at a disadvantage as of right now when you make attack rolls.
Okay.
Whose turn is it? Brevin, you are up.
So I am immediately launching a crossbow bolt right at wherever I last saw the pitter-patter.
Please do.
It's not wonderful. 13.
A 13 will not hit.
Okay. I'm not coming down there.
Okay. Lorzach, you're up.
Lorzach will roll to stop being stunned. And Lorzach rolls a 16.
You are no longer stunned.
Nice.
Is that
you are also immune to being stunned for the next 24 hours. that's a common way those things operate, Eddie, for being frustrated, but stunned and unable to say anything.
Is that the full action, or can he take an action after rolling for this?
At the end of your turn. You can usually make those throws at the end of your turn.
So you took a turn of stun, and now you unstun.
Yes.
Got it. Yes. Great. Then that is the turn.
Great. Fikara, you are back up.
Let's try to make a wisdom.
Believe in you, girl.
Saving.
Right? Are you also stunned?
Yeah.
Oh.
I rolled a 0.
Oh. You're still exhausted.
No, we had a rest.
Oh, you had the long rest in the train.
So we're good.
Oh, so you just rolled poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. I rolled a 0.
She's got a negative.
Please continue.
Modifier.
Yeah.
It's not ideal.
No, not the best.
How we living?
Oh, 7.
Not enough.
No.
Yeah. You need to roll a 12. It is the creature's turn.
It's feeling very insulted.
You're just
though.
Looking stunned. So you can, in your stunned state, you can just see the splash, 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 splash as the thing comes reaching for you. Son of a bitch.
Will it please?
It will make a constitution. <seven.
laughs> Clutch!
Ranged creatures from now on, ladies and gentlemen. It rolled a 16.
It saves.
Okay. Eventually, I think the monsters are just going to be tough enough that they're like, constitution.
28.
Ooh.
Nerd.
Lennox, although you can't see it, you can feel this large, like massive dog-sized thing coming at you through the dark. And it is going to attack you even though you can't see it. The first roll is a 1, so that's not going to do anything, but the second one is a 16.
My armor class is usually 18. I don't know what it is now being stunned.
It does not, unless the shield is disarming, there is no indication that a status effect removes the shield from you, unless it is particular things. Because even if, say, you were to fall prone, there's nothing that says you don't fall down with your shield over the top.
Mm-hmm. So
if you are disarmed, no. So your armor class is
18.
So you can feel what is clearly a claw and then some sort of mouth. That finds purchase, but your armor is a bit too tough for it at this particular state. It is now your turn to go, Lennox.
Yes. I'm no longer stunned. It's 12, right?
12.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I have 14.
Great. You are no longer stunned. Xenia.
Okay. I'd like to, for my bonus action, I'd like to merge Frank into a humanoid figure.
Okay.
And have him kind of be around where the pattering is.
Yes. So he is only about 12 to 15 feet in front of you.
No problem.
And he is helping sort of illuminate even more clearly where this pattering is. It's just difficult to discern the actual shape of this thing,
mm-hmm.
which still keeps you at a disadvantage, unfortunately.
No problem. I'd like to I'd like to cast Chill Touch again.
I thought you just said Kill Touch.
Yeah.
And I was like, that seems really unfair at level two.
I'd like to cast Kill Touch. Oh, Chill Touch. Oh, god damn it. Nine.
A nine will not hit.
Yeah.
Brevin, you're up.
So I don't like invisible monsters and they don't make sense to me. So I'm going to take the ready action and just have the bow ready to fire the moment either of those eyes opens.
Okay. Top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach will...
It is however far away it needs to be to not need to make a constitution saving throw at the beginning of its turn. Which is 15 feet, I'm assuming it needs to be.
It's 10.
If it's within 10 for
it's
the spores.
It's within 10, yeah.
Yeah. So it's intelligent enough to kind of keep its distance, at least for the moment, as it seems to be learning.
Lorzach closes distance.
Son of a bitch.
To what he thinks might be the location of this semi-visible creature.
Yes.
And swings with both a scimitar and a dagger.
Yes. Not likely.
13.
No.
And 14 to hit.
No.
That's a whiff.
Barely. Yeah, so you confidently strut out into the ankle-deep water, pretty certain you knew where this thing was, and with a quick swipe, you just hear patter, patter, patter.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors. You know, folks, blank walls can be pretty boring. So why not spruce up your home or office by heading over to ukiyopop.com. They have a collection of traditional Japanese prints inspired by today's comics, games, and movies. The gallery is viewable online for free, and prints are available for purchase. So head over to ukiyopop.com. That's ukiyopop.com. Tradition in a modern method. And now, back to the party.
Fikara.
I would like to roll to see if I'm unstunned.
Yes, please.
7.
No.
Oh.
You need new dice. Here.
I have 2 more sets if we need to swap out.
I believe it is within your space. So once again, my Dungeon Master creation will make a constitution saving throw.
Yes.
It makes a 22.
And it saves.
That was a pretty high roll. Lorzach, it will attack you directly.
Does this attack cause it to become visible in any way?
No.
Okay.
But I don't think it will hit you. I have a 14 and a 6.
No.
No.
I do not hit.
Okay. Continuing on. Eddie.
Lennox joins the fray and swings his mace.
Yes. At a disadvantage, please. It is invisible. Or cloaked.
Yeah, I believe that is a no-go.
It is a no-go. You're up, Zenny.
I am not leaving Chill Touch. This is my jam today. Okay. So it would be 16.
Yes, you hit.
1 point of necrotic damage.
1 point of necrotic damage is enough.
What you see is this large aquatic dog-sized creature start blinking in and out of visibility. And it has this massive yellow eyeball on the front of it, darting all around, trying to find some way to escape this situation. But of course, there's nowhere for it to go. And whatever invisibility cloaking type skin that it has, that's beginning to fail as it dies, as again, it just starts blinking here and there. It has these large pink frills on the side of the eyeball that are flittering in panic, in and out, in and out, as the whole thing staggers around and splashes before sort of pathetically crumpling down into the pool of water below it. And there it lies, seemingly dead, until it begins to boil. As the underneath the skin starts sputtering and spewing this black ooze, and the whole creature sort of blossoms into this sickening tar flower, and it goes completely John Carpenter. Long crab crustacean legs start pouring out of this thing and grabbing Purchase onto the ground. And as it seemingly turns itself inside out, you can see 2 arms and a torso and a head in this grotesque crab centaur-like creature as it clearly attempts to morph into whatever just killed it, into this grotesque mimicry of you guys as humanoids. Ned, would you now please make your ready to attack roll?
Nat 20.
Oh, nice. Well, there you go.
Yes.
Come on now. Yeah.
Please do some damage.
You double damage, right?
You get an extra damage die.
Right, okay. 8.
Sweet.
It is an 8 in damage. Great.
Could have been better. I rolled d8s.
You attacked it with your crossbow.
Yeah.
As you shoot it, you hear as the bolt punctures it in the chesticle area. You very audibly in this sort of aqua echo chamber hear a metallic ting. As if it punctured flesh, but hit something metal.
Oh, no.
Dope. And by dope, I mean terrible. Mm-hmm. I'm launching crossbow after crossbow. I'm not coming down there. Screw
Please
you guys.
Please do.
That is a 19.
19 does damage.
Okay, nice. It does 2 points of damage, which is not that cool. Okay. But I'm going to take action surge and fire again.
Okay.
It's a natural 1, so could have gone better.
A bit overzealous.
I like how you phrased that, though.
Top of the order, Lorzach.
Lorzach swings with a scimitar and a dagger.
I love Lorzach.
Yeah. You do too, Lorzach. He's clutch.
Does an 11 hit?
No.
How about an 18?
An 18 does hit.
Yes.
Great.
Right. How about an 18?
10 damage.
10 damage.
Including 5 poison damage.
An additional 5? So 15 total, no, or no, no, 5 no. of that damage is poison?
5 of that,
five
damage,
of that damage
is poison.
Is poison damage. You're making some serious attacks. This thing is taller than you and sort of aggravatingly just sort of like not even aware that it's being struck. It just seems mad. Fikara, you are up.
Am I still stunned? Okay.
Do it.
I'm going to be not stunned. This is going to happen.
You have teammates that can help you.
I rolled a 3.
You are still stunned.
We can assist her in being...
There are people who have abilities and inspiration that can be shared.
I can't.
Oh, wait, they're inspiration, right. Yeah, I'd like to be unstunned, because that would be cool. I'm going to go crawl into a little...
Oh, no.
Somewhere.
It's far too frightening for the Boros Minotaur, who's underwater, and just, oh, God, what's going on? I can't handle... I don't want my fur to get wet.
I rolled a 7.
So now it is going to swing at Lennox and Lorzach. It sort of rises almost another half its own body in height and comes down really, really hard, trying to bite Lennox while at the same time trying to swipe at Lorzach. So Lennox, yes, yes, it began its turn within your spores. It rolled a 10.
And it takes 7 necrotic damage.
7 necrotic damage. I will attempt to resume my turn. The bite attack against Lennox is an 18.
Curses.
And the claw attack, Lorzach, does a 12 hit.
It does not.
Eddie, you get a big old chunk bitten out of you. And you take 10 piercing damage.
Foul beast.
Lennox, you are up, my friend.
Lennox casts... He casts Shield of Faith on himself.
Okay.
Which is a bonus action. And then he swings his mace.
Okay.
So I rolled a 16.
A 16 will hit.
Fabulous.
Nice.
Please roll damage.
7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. Great deal of damage. You notice that as you whack into it, though, that there is something coating its skin, and it splashes back.
Of course it does.
And you take one point of acid damage.
Why wouldn't it? I'm hurt. If it gets another one of those good bites on me, I'm down.
Xenia, you are up.
Okay, I am going to cast Chaos Bolt.
This is my favorite part.
14.
To hit?
Yeah.
A 14 will not hit.
Damn it.
I saw the 1 on there.
I know, Ned's reaction.
No! But.
I love that both of you were there.
But
yes.
You did cast Chaos Bolt. Regardless, I will make you roll a d20.
Okay. 5.
You're fine.
Okay.
You are still in control of your powers.
Okay.
Brevin, you are up.
Yeah, we just crossbowing for days, man.
Yeah.
It's not great. We can move on. It's an 8.
Brevin, get down here.
No!
You're a fighter.
You hit acid.
An 8 will not hit. Lorzach, back, top of the order.
What kind of taking damage.
You can say this stuff out loud.
You can talk.
Fantastic. I know he's taking damage, but I also know that, like, okay, so there's metal, etc. Like,
I think
do
he
we
probably
know
has some sort of damage reduction?
Okay,
it seems like
we know
maybe
nothing.
So we don't know what actual is the most effective right now.
Next, I'm going to try some radiant.
Okay.
Damage. Random conjecture.
Yes.
There is an artifact inside of this thing.
Okay.
That is sort of creating these spontaneous adaptations. So we can chip away at its forms. We don't know that this is going to disable whatever's inside. Again, baseless conjecture.
Purely from knowing Brian, does that conjecture come out?
I hear something bouncing off of metal. We'll keep an eye out, folks.
That's the smile.
Metal,
right?
Metal inside.
Inside of yes. it. Inside of it. Not
inside
on the outside.
Inside in the tissue.
Lorzach is going to strike with his scimitar. And roll a 22 to hit.
Yes, that absolutely hits. Please roll damage.
Oh, max damage.
16 damage.
Great. 16
so
damage.
Your scimitar gets 2d6?
No, the poison damage.
The poison damage.
Awakened
like,
spore
what
still.
The hell?
Yeah.
That's dope, dude.
So you are going to take one splashback damage. One acid damage splashback.
Great. As a bonus
this
action.
This die is being retired.
As a bonus action, yes. Lorzach is going to cast Healing Word on Lennox.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Great.
And Lennox is going to heal 6 hit points.
Fuck yeah.
So your blades cut through in this deep arcing strike, and as you make your way through the second time, you hear that distinct metal-on-metal clink as your blade connects with something deep inside this creature, and you can feel it dislodge, and as soon as it does, your strike finishes, and the whole being folds back and sort of buckles down, collapsing onto the ground in this pool of black tar. And through this goo, you can see laying in the middle of this now deceased organism is a small, shiny metal orb.
God.
Lasers.
I take my cloak.
Eyes.
Also, as you now get a chance to finally look at it, those of you who were at the bar in the leg end way back in episode 1, who got a look at the face of the man who wandered in, the same telltale black vein infection is running through this thing.
Cool. I'm not stunned anymore, right?
You are no longer stunned.
Thank you.
I'm checking.
At least a minute will pass. It's been less than that. It's like 30 seconds.
So I believe that based on what's in a poisoner's kit, that Lorzach has forceps to grab this thing and remove it from the corpse.
Either you do or Xenia does, the scientist.
Great.
Either of you have the necessary materials to.
He does not want to touch this with his bare hands. Mm-mm.
Okay. Would anybody like to move or change their position while they are in there?
Yeah, I'll come down now.
It's so nice to I just want to be not stunned and like moved around.
If we could make sure that Brevin gets to where he intends to be.
And Lorzach will contain this.
After he takes the thing out,
yes.
I send a blast of I summon the power of sacred flame just to make sure that it's dead.
Just sacred flame a corpse?
Yeah, we don't hate.
I love that.
I want to make sure.
You sacred flame the corpse.
Yes.
Roll damage.
Oof.
1 point of damage.
Yeah.
It starts to bubble.
Ooh.
Lorzach is going to contain the orb within this tin box that he keeps.
Okay.
I guess I'm after Lennox anyway.
We're going to assume your box and the orb are of relative size.
We hope?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You try to close it?
I will make an official ruling, yes.
I'm going to just kind of patrol the room, like, over here to kind of... I will not be stunned again.
Okay.
We're still keeping... You said we're initiative, though, right?
We're maintaining initiative order for the moment, which means that you guys get to make decisions, but in the order of initiative.
Fantastic. So after he casts Sacred Fire Flame...
Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame. I cast Detect Magic.
Okay.
On the orb, on the sphere.
There is no magic spell or ward or enchantment on the orb.
Okay.
That you can detect.
Okay. I'd like to... Well, I think I'll pause there.
Okay. Brevin, would you like to do anything?
Nah, bro.
So this massive goo that you've now squashed twice begins to bubble again, and it starts getting violent. And while there is nothing to produce a sound, what you see is bubbles and spurts of what is now this black ichor start throwing itself violently around.
Shield.
And black tendrils begin sort of whipping as this thing molds again, evolving into take an even more horrifying shape. You have a reaction to move.
Is there any other way out of this room other than the way we came in?
Yes, there is another ladder mirroring the one that you entered in that's on the far side.
So I start climbing up that ladder.
As you make distance from this pool of ichor, the whole pile of tar starts to bubble more violently, and dozens of tendrils of black goo start whipping wildly within the air as this whole thing tries to pull itself out of itself. And from inside this pool of goo, you can see a massive claw, and then another massive claw start morphing and crawling its way out as if the pool itself is almost a portal to its true form. And then comes a massive dragon-like head. And yet the whole thing is still covered in this black ichor as wisps and strands of this goo flail all around like a warning sign. And out of the pool, in another transformation, crawls this giant, massive black salamander, dripping in tar, and it is now a huge creature, barely able to fit inside of this small claustrophobic chamber.
So it is a 3x3 foot space.
Easier to hit.
Probably can't get through the space that's above the ladder.
I'm not sure. It hasn't made its way there yet.
Whose turn is it?
You killed it. Fikara, it's your turn.
Don't worry, everyone. I've got this. This is the worst idea of my entire life.
Play the drums of our people.
Oh, yeah. I just rush through them and bang them both.
You're going to attack it with your maces.
Yes.
You run forward with the fervor
of a very angry minotaur.
That is expected of the Boros Legion.
Yes.
Screaming, you raise your mace drumsticks high, ready to splatterpunk this sucker all over the floor.
I'm not stunned anymore, you abomination of stuff.
This is a big setup here.
I know. I'm done!
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was pretty sad.
That's a 4 and a 4?
Oh, no.
3 and a 4?
A 3 and a 4, yeah, you gave her a
roll. Well, whatever. So you do kind of connect, but it's just like hitting a pail of water. It's just
sometimes my dice try to kill me.
Just battering molasses.
Well, that's not what's that's not what's gonna try and kill you.
Oh, but God.
It is going to
shit.
Should I start rolling a new character?
Protection. Disadvantage, please.
You have it. So it kind of looks at you angrily for a moment and brings back one massive claw and tries to attack you. It has an 18 with disadvantage. Yes?
I tried. It hits.
It hits you.
I tried.
You take... I don't have enough dice.
Oh, no.
Fuck that sentence.
No.
I don't like this game anymore.
That's the worst sentence I've ever heard.
Truly.
From a fucking dungeon master.
Truly.
I know.
You take 26.
Oh, God.
I'm down.
Who's holding that stabilization scroll?
You have a party member who is down.
Oh, you're holding the scroll?
It's on her.
Yeah, someone
as are the potions.
Someone grab that scroll.
What's on you?
She's. Oh, we forgot to tell you. There are 2 health potions and a stabilization scroll in her pockets.
Lennox. Yeah. It is now your turn.
I'll understand if you guys just run.
You have all the healing things on you.
Steal my stuff and run.
This thing just dropped your teammate in a swipe.
Do we stand and fight?
I mean, we got to get her.
In theory.
Have fun with that.
You can pick her up. You just move half speed. And then half of that as you go up the ladder.
Yeah, and get an attack of opportunity as I try and walk away from the thing.
No, because you're not within its reach, you can pull her from where you are.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
I do that.
You can be, so you can be 10 feet away from it and pick her up and pull her. You can interact with an adjacent space.
So I grab her and fling her over my shoulder and start up the ladder.
Great.
If I can do all that.
I don't think you can make it that far. Can you?
15 feet?
Oh, you're at the base. I'm going to allow him to answer that question.
Yeah. It will make an attack of opportunity on her body.
Ooh.
Protection.
Nope. You only have one reaction around.
That's true.
It rolls a 20.
I'd pull back a leg.
What is your max hit point total?
18.
18 is your max hit point total.
Yes.
Okay, you're currently at zero.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be 100% honest with what I roll. 16.
Okay.
So what this will do is it will automatically remove one of your crit fail saves, your death saving throws.
Okay.
So you have one automatic failure.
Okay.
And the rule with death is if you ever take damage that is equal to your max total at once when you're at zero, if you're ever dropped in one attack below zero to your max total, it's an instant death.
Right.
So you narrowly avoided death because I rolled two ones.
Yeah.
So fortune is slightly on your side. You have one failed death throw.
Okay.
Lennox has now picked her up and you can now move. But you're at half speed.
Up the ladder.
So you have to be next to her. So you are 15 feet from the ladder. So you can make it to the ladder.
Go to the ladder.
You have her and you are now to the ladder.
Mm-hmm. Can I cast Spare the Dying on her?
Is it a bonus?
No, it's a full action. Never mind.
Okay. Keep in mind, you guys can't acquire items that are on people's persons.
Someone can use the thing that
she can't stop you. She can't stop you from doing it. Xenia, you are up.
You guys you told me about these healing potions, but does Xenia know about these potions?
No.
Did you guys? No, I don't. Great. Okay.
You can yell.
Someone grab the stabilization potion that's in her pocket.
You can yell up to one sentence as long as it takes you no more than 6 cents.
My next term, I can stabilize her.
Every round, your actions within a round is six seconds. So you can announce anything for free as long as it is within one sentence.
I totally understand that. I just don't think she would magically come up with randomly be like, oh, does somebody have a potion right away? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Lennox is at the ladder. I believe I am too. Can I start climbing?
Yes.
Great. I'm going to climb up the ladder. How many feet is it?
15 feet.
Fantastic. So I climb up the ladder.
You climb up the ladder. That is your movement.
Yeah. And I'd like to cast, let's start with Chill Touch.
Okay.
Chill Touch is a boss this round.
Yeah, Chill Touch is great.
He's big, so fingers crossed.
You no longer have disadvantage, by the way.
Great. 14.
14 will not hit, though.
Damn it.
It is a huge creature.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, 14. And it won't hit?
No.
Oh, but he's big.
He's bigger than big. He's huge.
Shouldn't be easy to hit.
Brevin. You're up.
I'm not moving into range of that for an attack of opportunity. I'm going to keep at the front of the group for the sake of protection when it moves, but I'm going to fire a crossbow bolt at it.
Okay, please do.
How does an 18 do?
An 18 will hit it.
That's 7 damage.
Okay, 7 damage. Top of the order, Lozenge.
I'm not moving until everyone else has started to move.
Okay. Forward. Top of the order, you still have this massive black ichor salamander that's trying to terrorize you guys, barely able to even fit in the room that you guys are. Power to drop one of your party members with a single strike. Lorzach, what do you do?
Lorzach moves towards the back ladder and climbs as quickly as he can, which would put him probably
halfway up the ladder.
Halfway up at the end of his movement.
Halfway up the ladder. Fikara. Would you please make a death saving throw?
Man.
You now have...
I rolled a 3.
2 fails. On a 3rd fail, you will die.
Thank you, Brian.
Unless somebody does something to help you.
Thank you.
It is now the organism's turn.
Not the organism.
Ned.
Yeah.
You are being attacked.
Yeah, I figured.
It is going to move to you.
Okay. Someone move the big, massive, scary thing into my face.
And it is just going to straight up try and bite you. It is going to roll a 30.
Yeah, I mean, that'll hit. I'll hit.
A 30.
I mean, not for me.
Generally speaking, fuck. How we living?
Oh,
I'll be good.
I'm not.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
Barely.
We're working on it.
Hanging on.
You take 26 piercing damage.
I am down.
Jesus. In addition to 7 acid splash damage.
No, I mean, I was down at the first part.
Yes, but if you...
Nowhere near.
Totally, you're... Yeah. Okay. You're at 0.
I am at 0.
Okay. Lennox.
I cast Spare the Dying on Vakara and climb up the ladder.
Okay.
You no longer have to roll saving throws for death. You are stabilized.
Okay, I'm just at 0.
Yes, you are
at 0.
0 and unconscious.
Can I ask, do you have Spare the Dying as one of your own spells or as a result of the scroll that she has on her person?
It's a cantrip. I have it as well.
Oh, gorgeous.
The scroll is still in play.
So you now make it up the ladder.
The whole way or halfway? Because he's carrying her, right?
Yes. I need a strength check.
Cool.
No, this way you need.
A 20.
A straight up 20? Yeah, you managed to get her up there. And I will say with enough to kind of move your speed without hindrance. So you can be at the top of that ladder. So everybody seems above the platform, except for your one companion who is dropped directly in front of that monster.
What's up, y'all? How you living?
Better Zania. Than you.
Barely.
Okay. Okay.
We got a stun thing.
I cast Chaos Bolt.
This would be a really bad time for wild magic to come into play. Sorry, my thoughts are out loud.
I know, but it's just so powerful.
I think it'd be a great idea.
It is quite so powerful, but this is a massive creature. Please roll.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's a 2. Would you please roll that d20 one more time?
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a chaotic situation.
Oh, I made a choice.
You are still seemingly, unbelievably in control of that. But you are not very much help to anyone right now. Brevin, would you please make a death saving throw?
Yeah, for fucking sure.
You're going to nat 20 this right now, and I'm going to hate you forever.
You are going to
I'm rolling
20.
The fucker yeah die. It's 14.
Okay.
You have one save.
I have one successful save.
Okay.
You would have rolled a nat 20. I would have jumped over this table.
We're sitting next to each other.
I would have still jumped
I would have jumped over the table and then walked around back to my seat.
So I could jump over the table again. And then there would be some serious finger wagging and scowling.
Top of the order. Lorzach.
Okay. Hey, man. Don't shake your head sadly at my death.
Lorzach does not have a spell or the strength to extract Brevin without endangering himself and others. And he is going to move towards the door that leads out of this room and see if there is anything that they might use to flush this chamber out.
Mm.
So the other halfway up the ladder, and then the remainder of his movement to mm-hmm. make it to the door, which is
20
about 20 feet. He'd be at the door.
Maybe. He'd be at the door, able to check the door. The door can be forced open manually.
Which he does check the door.
Give me a strength. He does check the door. Yeah, you can still make a strength check to see if you can force it open.
It's a 6.
A 6 is not going to be quite enough. You might need a little help. Okay, Fakara is unconscious.
Yeah, she's stable, but she's unconscious.
It's the creature's turn. So having struck Brevin down with a single blow, it doesn't even bother with him anymore and just crawls over his body. Now, the frightening thing about this creature is even though it is huge and this chamber is far too small for it, you discover to a certain extent that it's amorphous and that it can change and shift its body to squeeze through sections it's far too large for. And it's huge, so it's very easily able to crawl up that 15-foot landing that you guys are trying to escape from. So right now, it's like a dog sort of paws up on that landing with its claws able to reach you from off the backside.
What the fuck?
Lennox.
Lennox goes and kicks the door open.
Give me a strength check, please. You are still carrying the unconscious Vakara.
I'm trying to decide if I am still carrying
Vakara. Oh.
Man, when the chips are down, you're fucking true colors show, bitches.
Yes, he's still carrying Vakara. And he fumbles.
And he fumbles.
Vakara or the door?
The door. Well, I don't know. Was that a strength check?
I don't know either. What did you roll for?
Did I have to...
If you're going to... You made a debate as to whether or not you were going to drop her.
Yeah. No, I did not drop her.
You don't have to roll to see whether or not you maintain her. You can just dump her.
No.
So that roll was to see if you could force open the door.
Yes.
You have not been able to force open the door. Xenia.
Oh, wait.
You are now. Yes, please. Backtrack.
Was that an action? Like, what, can I still do? Can I still?
You can still perform an action.
Can I see the monster?
Oh, you can see its face.
I shoot it like with my power. I do not believe my power is strong enough.
Not enough. We're back. Xenia, how quickly that turn spins right around. This thing is now in your face. It sees you, it smells you, and it does not like you.
Does it have a thing? Don't you have one of those things where when you touch, you do horrible damage? I just made that up, but I hoped.
Wait, so if I move at all, does that provoke an attack of opportunity?
At this exact moment, it cannot reach you because The only thing it can attack you with is its face or its hands, both of which kind of occupied.
Okay, cool. So I am going to move away.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is kind of trapped at this door they can't open.
Sure. And I'm going to cast Chill Touch.
Chill Touch.
That's my fallback, man. Okay, 23.
Great. Would you also please roll a d20? It's a very tenuous situation.
12.
You're fine. Roll damage for your spell.
5.
5 damage.
Of necrotic damage.
5 necrotic damage. Thank you so very, very much. Brevin, would you please make another save throw?
Yeah, for sure.
I love your positive attitude, man.
Yeah, well, it's a fail.
You have one fail and one success.
Yeah, I know.
Top of the order, Lorzach. What are you doing?
Lorzach is going to open the door out of the room.
Open the door out of the room. You are now into an antechamber. A quick look to your left is a staircase. A quick look to your right seems to be some sort of lit console.
Lord Zetch is going to move to his right and examine the console.
Okay, give me an investigation check. That is a natural 20.
Yes.
Great. So here's what you see. You have this half moon console in front of you, and everything is written in Elvish, which luckily for you, you can decipher, even though it's sort of a technical medical lingo. And what you can surmise here is that this is some sort of command nodule that controls the general area of the Zonit that you are in, or at least is one that can do that. And as you're sort of reading the maps that are displayed on here, and there are red flashing lights warning about the lockdown, you notice that where you guys came down in the elevator and the rooms that you are in, and more importantly, that tank that you guys are escaping from, is all considered one section of the Zonit. And while this console does not give you complete control over the building as a whole, it does allow you certain permissions within this area. And you notice that you are at the very bottom of Zonit 4, which means below you is nothing but an indecipherable depth of water. But it does look like this area can be purged.
Let's just remember I'm on the floor.
But the room that we are currently in,
The room that you are in and the tank where this biomutation originated
is all one area.
It's all one area. You are at the very bottom of the Zonit.
Lorzach is going to direct the people behind him to examine the staircase to the left.
Okay.
And I believe that is his entire turn.
Okay. Fakara, you're still unconscious. The beast has now finished its movement to get on top of the platform. Lennox.
Lennox goes through the door.
As you see through, you see exactly what Lorzach was talking to you about. To the left is a staircase that looks like it leads out of this area.
I carry her up the stairs.
Okay, you may now exit the map. Xenia.
Okay, I'd like to go up the ladder if I can.
Okay, you can staircase. You make it halfway up.
Okay.
Brevin, left behind. Still at the bottom of this
still
tank.
Still gonna make my damn saving throw.
Could you please make a saving throw?
Yeah, for sure. I'm gonna wake up and kill this fucker. 11.
You have 2 saves.
2 saves, 1 fail.
Excellent. Top of the order, Lorzach. You now see what can be done.
Lorzach is going to insist that Xenia leave the area, and then he's going to activate the control that purges this chamber.
Would you like to use your movement to leave?
Absolutely.
As Xenia rushes up the stairwell, you take but a moment to steady your hand. The decision must be made, and you know that Lorzach is the only one among you stalwart enough to do so. The orb must be recovered, and as you punch the console, you'll have just enough time to race up the stairs to the next floor. A mucus membrane seals off the stairwell, and a few bright pops of light detonate around the walls below you. You all crowd around this film, staring down, as the bottom two floors of the Zonit break off from the cavern wall and plunge into the depths below, taking the unconscious Brevin to his grave. Now, you are three, with the unconscious Fakara and the dangerous orb trapped at the bottom of Zonit 4. Next week, on Encounter Party! Doom in the dark as the remaining party members fight for survival at the bottom of Zonit 4. What has happened to all the Simic doctors? Can anyone save them from sharing Brevin's fate? A mysterious merman, the betrayal of Alasia. All this and more next time on Encounter Party! Encounter Party is produced by Play Plus One and Charging Moose Media. Theme song and music by Alexander Nakarada of Serpent Sound Studios. Additional music by Severio Blasi, Serge Narcissoff, and Darren Curtis. Special thanks to Megan Judkins, Haley Rowland, Josh Samuels, and Will Malones.
Attention party people! This is Fakara Ordrun of the Boros Legion here to remind you to do your duty for the Encounter Party. Subscribe on your favorite podcast platform, rate and review. Check out our Twitter and Instagram. Join us on our Facebook group to interact with all of our characters. And for news and updates, check out EncounterParty.com.